Hi everyone, I'm Monica Perez and this is 5 Minutes with Mooney, where we talk with fantasy and sci-fi author Linda Mooney about her latest books and upcoming releases. The one that I want to talk about now is Runner's Moon Deborah. Okay, read it, loved it, got mad. I gotta tell you, I hate Carl. The main characters, of course, are Jeb and Hannah. Love Hannah. Feel sorry for her. Love Jeb. He is every woman's fantasy as, and he's not even human. I gotta tell you that Starlight, Star Bright, that is my wish. Can we go without the green?
Unfortunately, no, we can't go without the green because he is an alien from another world. I'm not giving anything away here. But they have the ability to shape shift. Jeborah is one of 31 survivors who land in a spacecraft. His world and his species was pretty much taken into slavery by a race called the Ara. That they have the pus bodies, yes, these giant white pussy looking creatures that overtook them. And for generations, they've been, these Ara have been kidnapping the Ruinos, which is what Jeb's people are called, and selling them for slave labor. So when they finally revolt, when the Ruinos revolt and get into these little spacecraft and leave the main Aran ship, they go for 2 years throughout the galaxy looking for a home and finally land on Earth. And once they crash land there, they disperse among the populace and they're able to make themselves shapeshift into human form. The Ara are on the lookout for the Ruinos. They've lost their cargo and they're going to be out looking for them. But in the meantime, Jeborah, or Jeb as he's called when he's in human form, all he wants is a life of freedom, maybe a little happiness, and never expecting to meet someone like Hannah.
We got to talk about the love that they have because it's so sincere. It's the blood. They are life mates. And when we get to that part where they become life mates, you're cheering. I was cheering because it was not expected because he is a Ruinos and she is a human and it had never been heard of before.
The whole aspect of this story revolves around Jeb coming to terms with the fact that his life mate may not be a Ruinos, it may be human. And of course, Hannah then accepting Jeb for his true self. That's the main gist of the story. And it's a beautiful little story. But at the same time, you have these outside threats that are coming after them. On Jeb's side, it's the Ara who are looking for their missing cargo. And on Hannah's side, it's her ex-boyfriend who wants to get back what he thinks rightfully belongs to him.
The smells. I love what you did here when Jeb knows how Hannah is feeling according to the way that she is smelling, the aromas or scents that she's putting out there. Her content feeling is the lemonade. And
That's one of the things about Ruinos is that they have a very acute smell, and to them, emotions have certain scents. Like for instance, worry is an apple scent, and love and caring has a lemonade scent to them. So that's part of their understanding and how they get along with humans is they don't have to mind read or anything. They can just smell.
This book is available at Whiskey Creek Press, Torrid.com, or you can go and check out the blurbs and excerpts at lindamooney.com. I have read it. I love it, like all of her work. Check it out.